It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemare.
And I want to say up front, please check out our website, stacyandlynnpodcast.com. We've got all the information about our shows, all our references, all the information about our great sponsors, seatsitters.com and Schoolcraft College. Speaking of Schoolcraft, after we're done today, I got to rush home and do my homework for the French class I'm taking there.
Oh, homework.
Which I am enjoying so much.
Oh, that's great.
I love the class. I think I told you there was a gentleman in the class and the teacher asked what we've done and he said, oh, I took a pastry class here at Schoolcraft.
Yeah.
And it was so great. Like, everybody loves being there. They've got so many different classes. If any hobby that you might have, anything you think, I might be interested in that, I'd like to learn more, Schoolcraft has a class for that. If you're interested in culinary, language, fitness, drones, beer making, they have got a class for that. And if you're not from here in Southeast Michigan, they have great online classes as well. So check them out online, schoolcraft.edu/CEPD.
Sounds like a lot to do.
What?
Sounds like a lot of choices to do there.
There are a lot of choices.
Which like kind of leads into today.
Yes.
I think of when, because we were talking about different topics for the shows and I said, you know, I have this, I don't know, I've always had it, but I dream of having like a day or a weekend where I have nothing to do, right? But then when I have it, I feel like so like not good about myself. Like if there's no structure, no nothing, I can't just be happy relaxing.
Okay. So, yeah, when you brought this up, I was like, oh, this is a Lynn topic.
Yeah.
Because I can really relax. Except I've been trying to, since I'm working on my own.
Yeah.
Out of my house these days, I've had to create my own structure.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not good at it.
Okay.
So I feel like I know if I have a weekend and about every other month or so, I will take one weekend day and stay in my pajamas and watch movies or read books, maybe get a little bit done. But I'm a big believer in shutting everything down, regrouping, recharge your batteries. But if I do that too long, then I start feeling bad about myself. Maybe my window is just bigger than yours. Maybe mm-hmm. you can only do it for an hour.
I think so. I don't know. But I dream about it. But like, so even this weekend I had a hair appointment. So I made it at like the earliest they would, you know, I could get in there.
Yeah.
And so I thought, because I'm a person that has to get up really early. Like anytime there's appointments or meetings, if I can make it super early, I want to, because I just feel like I get, and I hate to use the word like, you know, I don't want to say depressed. So what's a sad feeling? I don't know. But like just like the feeling of not getting something done or just like laying there, even though it sounds amazing and I want to do it. Like when you just said spending a day in your pajamas, oh my God, I would like love to be like, yes, you're going to do this and do that. You know what I'm saying? But even this past Sunday, like I had nothing on the books, but then I got up and like got showered, put my makeup, like why?
Yeah, why?
Who am I getting ready for? I mean, the mailman doesn't even come on Sunday. We have a mail woman, but.
Yeah, I got to tell you, like, I noticed my kids will still do that because even when they were little,
mm-hmm.
like, every couple months or so, I would be like, okay, pajama day. And it was usually when Dad was gone, not
right.
gonna lie. And we would lie around and watch movies and, like, eat, you know, like, not like a real food lunch.
Right,
I don't know, like snacky
grazing
foods all day. Yes. And it was so, and if, I don't know, I feel like if you just do that every once in a while, like it just kind of recharges you.
But I think you also said you did it with your kids.
Yes.
See now my husband, and here's the thing too. So I can't fault other people for what they like to do.
Yeah.
Okay. My husband's perfectly fine with watching football.
Mm-hmm.
You know, over the weekend.
You know what? So is mine. And I'm just going to throw out a theory here.
Okay.
I think they think it's a job.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think they think they're working.
They are. Yes.
I think they think the teams can't play if they're not watching.
Yes.
In fact, like I will say to my husband occasionally on a Sunday morning, are you going to watch football today? Well, these games aren't going to watch themselves.
Yeah. Perfect. No, they're not. So you have to be there.
Of course.
Yeah. And they're okay with that.
Yeah.
But like, I just, it, you know, like, so if I have like a TV show I like to watch, like my husband will always point out, well, you like to watch The Real Housewives. Well, most of the time I watch it late at night. You know what I'm saying? Like if I'm going to bed or if I'm getting my nails done, I bring my iPad and I watch it at the nail salon. Or I sit out on the deck when nobody's around at like, you know, 7 o'clock at night and I watch it. It's not like I could spend, you know, the whole day sitting there watching, you know, the programs.
Yeah, those are the shows I watch while I'm folding laundry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, it's like, okay, I'm doing something mindless.
Right. Like I can't do, well, I can't watch a movie and like do dishes and stuff. I have to be very focused on that. But I mean, and I can't fault him for being okay doing that, but I certainly don't want to be, if I'm doing pajama day or if I'm being lazy, I'm not going to be lazy around a football, you know, on the TV all day because that does not do anything for me. I don't want to watch the football game. You know what I mean? So then what does that mean? I go up to like my room and now I'm like by myself in a room feeling like, and it's funny because I looked up like ways to.
So you don't like being by yourself?
I guess that might be it.
Okay.
You know, but.
So what'd you look up?
About, you know, how to like, you know, when you're feeling lonely and stuff. And
yes.
There was one thing that said like top 10 things of what to do if you're feeling lonely. But one of them, which was, I read it and I was like, this sounds totally like me. It says, reach out because loneliness is painful and can confuse you into thinking that you're a loser.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm not, that's exactly how I feel. Like, am I a loser? Because like I'm sitting here by myself watching, like not doing something or being with somebody or having something to go to. You know what I'm saying? And I got to tell you, social media, even as an adult, doesn't help.
Right. Because
then you go on there and you're like, oh my God, maybe I should be at the cider mill. Maybe I should be running a 5K.
They're at a pumpkin patch. Why aren't I at a pumpkin patch?
Right. Even though I never really enjoyed pumpkin patches, but I think I should be at one. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it does make you, and it's crazy because like, you know, just like you and I have, you know, good friends and, you know, a good, you know, number of family members that are in the area that I could, you know, if I was feeling that lonely, I could call up and say, what are you doing? But it's not like I'm there, you know, I don't know what it is. And when you talk about signing up for stuff, like, you know, I've signed up for stuff too. But then sometimes I feel like if I have too many things I'm signed up for, it turns into commitments. Like then I start not wanting to go to them. And I sit there and go, oh, man, I just wish I had a day to do nothing. Then I have it. And then I'm sad.
Yes. All right. So
let's. I don't know how to overcome this.
I know. Let's take this apart.
Yeah.
Because I think you need to. This is what I would suggest. I think you need to treat. All right. I think you need to get rid of the word relaxing.
Okay.
And get rid of the word lazy.
Yeah. Okay.
And replace them with the word.
All right. I'm writing this down.
Do. Recharge. Because Remy's nodding his head.
You need a good hobby. You need something to that's not, you know, like crazy physical exercise. It doesn't have to be anything. Like I'm thinking like drawing or painting or writing or playing with clay or some kind of little knitting or
that I could
crocheting.
Do at home.
Exactly. That you can go into your room and you've got something to do to keep you busy.
I like that idea.
Yeah, yeah me too. Because
finding yourself
used
a little
to.
Like easy hobby.
Yes,
you know?
That is a good point. Because I used to when I was younger, I could get really into stuff like that. Like, you remember the latch hook?
Oh, yeah.
Well, my grandma got me on these latch hook rugs, and I mean, I could, like, you know, have opened a latch hook rug store of already made rugs because I just latch hooked to death. And I could watch TV, and I like to have something going on in my mind. I think that's might be what it is. Like, I have to keep my mind, like, busy. Like, I can't.
What happens if your mind's not busy?
It's like I start feeling bad feelings.
Yeah, and like I said, if I go too long, which I can because I, you know, working out of the house, that can happen. It's like, that's why I, you know, take classes at Schoolcraft.
Right, yes.
And downtown Detroit and do all kinds of different things.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I do like to learn. So, but I think, again, I don't mind you doing a hobby while you do this, but I think if you think of it as recharging, because, oh, so I'm going to tell you the dumbest story, but and it still cracks me up, though. Remember when we all were like really getting cell phones when they got small? I think I had that Razor flip phone at one point, and it was relatively new, and I'd gone out of town and my phone quit working. And I came back and I went to the phone store wherever I was getting my phone at the time. And the woman said, when's the last time, do you keep it on all the time? And I said, yes. And she said, when's the last time you shut it off? Just shut it off and put it down for a little bit, you know, put it away. And I'm like, I don't know. And she said, well, sometimes you have to do that. Think about you, you know, if you're just like on all the time, you're going to shut down and be broken too.
Wow, you're getting like life lessons from the
I know, but
phone course, store lady.
At that point, my children are young and I was like, now one more thing in my life I have to worry about having a nervous breakdown.
Right, exactly.
But it was later I thought about it and realized it was a good life lesson that from the phone store lady.
Right.
Because if you are on, if you don't take the time to shut yourself down on purpose, something in you will shut down when you don't want it to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you take a recharging day and think about it like, I'm going to lay around. I'm going to flip through the TV. I'm going to watch whatever catches my fancy. I think that this is what I believe. Not that I'm the most creative person or whatever, but I think it helps your creativity. I think it, when you slow your brain down and you're not thinking about the same things all the time,
mm-hmm.
your brain will think in different ways and maybe make connections you didn't expect. And I think it's just good for you to like do things in a different way.
Do you like crossword puzzles or like Sudoku puzzles or anything like that? Have you ever tried those?
I can never figure out Sudoku even say it. So probably not. That might make me frustrated. But and crossword puzzles, I mean, like People Magazine's crossword puzzle, I can do that one. But other than that, I'm not really good at that either.
But it's not about being good at it. It's do you enjoy doing them?
Okay.
So
yeah, I like puzzles.
Because they work your brain.
Yeah.
And it's a little hobby.
Yeah.
And they don't take a whole lot of time. So it's not like
it's true.
I spent all day doing this kind of thing.
Right.
But it can be a nice little, you know, recharge, reset. I find that when I do them, it makes me feel better.
No, that's a good point. So the one thing that I do is when I get really like that, which has been, you know, lately, mm-hmm. I start organizing things in my house and I'm really seriously at the point where there's nothing left to organize because, you know,
Would you like to come to my house?
Yes, I am. Thank you for picking up on that. I am looking for houses to organize. It is crazy. I mean, the good news is it is true. This totally is a different subject and we've talked about organization before, but when you're organized, it just does make you feel better. Your whole mind is less complicated. I mean, when things are like someone needs something and I actually know where it's at, I feel like that's a personal win every time. Like when Grace was like, where's the plunger for the toilet? And like, I knew exactly where, you know, and then she wrote back and said, it's not there. And I was like, wait, what? I've worked it, what? And then like 5 minutes later, oh, okay, it was there. I found it. I was like, oh my God. I was like, I thought I had perfectly put everything in a spot because since I moved, right?
Yes.
So you move in, then you put things away. Then you're like, you have that room that you shoved everything at. So then you got to clean that out. Then you've got I'm like all roomed and drawered out. Now I know where like everything's at. So I don't even have that to do. I'm like reorganizing. I'm not even joking. I'm reorganizing things. Like, so for the first time ever, my closet, which I've said before, I hate all my clothes, but they're all now color coordinated.
Wow.
Yes. It's
okay,
crazy.
Do you enjoy organizing or is it?
It does make me feel good.
Okay.
See, my big thing, I think one of the big problems why I don't like just like sitting around, I feel like I have to accomplish something every day.
Okay.
All the time, not just me. Like I have to do something.
You are big on the lists.
I am very big on the lists.
And
it's funny,
I know you like
I have
crossing
one,
stuff off.
So I should do my seat sitters. Is that where you're getting
yes.
to?
You're yes, so funny. Please do that. I'm thinking of more solutions.
Yes. So you know what I could do is maybe invent something because I've had a lot of inventions in my head.
There you go.
A lot. But like I always say I need someone that can just take my idea and run with it because I'm not the good, like getting it through all the channels to actually get it to, you know, production. But you know who is? The person who invented seat sitters. And what's funny about seasitters, I've talked a lot about like, don't get sick, don't be sick on a vacation. But you know what hit me today? I'm leaving soon to go on a little trip and I'm never ever sick. But for some reason I have like some kind of scratchy sore throat. It's probably, I don't know that I have allergies, but mm-hmm. I think everyone always says this time of year if you're
oh,
doing
it's
it.
Oh, bad this time
allergies,
of year.
Allergies, whatever,
yeah.
Probably that's it. But I was thinking, oh, you know what else? If you're the sick person, you should have seat sitters because you're helping the next person that comes
yes.
in, right?
Oh my gosh.
So I just thought of it this morning because I, of course, will be taking the seat sitters with me. And instead I'm like, well, maybe I'm the germ this time. I'm the germ the next person needs to avoid. So I'm going to help them because planes are filled with nasty germs. So don't get someone sick or don't become sick. Go to seatsitters.com and get your seatsitters travel kit today for about $20. It comes with a seat cover, which fits perfectly on the airplane seats, a tray table cover, 2 sanitary wipes, an allergy mask, and a no-nut sticker. So don't make other people sick. Don't spend a vacation sick. Don't have a sick family member. You can get it at seatsitters.com for about $20 a kit. You can also look at bedbathandbeyond.com in the travel section and order your seatsitterskit.com at seatsitters.com today. Hello.
I like that you like to invent things. I always think I'd like to invent something, and I don't really have any ideas.
Oh, I've had a lot. And then I've seen them come. The big one is years and years ago, we were, like, had to be 20 plus years ago, we were looking for a new house. And you know how they have the cable boxes?
Yeah.
They're really big in front of people's front yards. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and I kid you not, years ago, I said, you want to know what? They should make like a big fake rock that goes over that so it looks like part of the landscaping, right? So then fast forward like 7 years and that Front Gate magazine comes out.
Oh, yeah.
And we're sitting in the family room and my husband just throws the magazine at me and goes, page 57. And I was like, wait, what? What's on page 57? And I'm like, what? The cable rock? I had this idea. Yeah, I had several.
Well, you know, I'm convinced I came up with the idea for Dance Moms.
Oh, for being a mom of a dancing daughter?
Well, I was the daughter of I was the mom of a synchronized skater. And I actually,
you mean for like the TV show or recording?
Yes. Oh, yeah, for the TV show. And I actually wrote a proposal and gave it to people with money, and nobody ever gave me any money, to make a documentary about a season of a synchronized skating team, which basically it's just all the drama between the mothers and the girls. And then years later, I'm watching Dance Moms and I'm like, oh, that was my show.
Yeah, you're only like looking through the credits. Is there anything?
Exactly.
Anything of my name?
Except it was Not on Ice.
Oh, right.
But still.
Same concept.
Yes. Well, I think we need to acknowledge let's get back to relaxing.
Yeah.
Because that's what we're really talking about. We can talk about all the wonderful ideas we've had all day long.
Right, exactly.
And that we've never gotten
credit
for.
Maybe that could be a whole nother show. I've got lots.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So why, what do you feel like you're missing out on by not relaxing? Like, what do you hope to get that you're not getting?
Well, I just feel like, I think the big thing is a sense of accomplishment, of doing something. I think there's, and I don't know, maybe this is my mind, but because of like, you know, people always want to like talk about how busy they are. And as long as I've had kids, it seems like every mom you meet wants to out-busy you.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
busier. They have more things to do, more things going on. And I think I just got caught up in the years of this, like, gerbil wheel where, you know, I'm running to, like, you know, also, oh, if you can say, I've done 10 things already today. I've got, you know, I've got to go to this appointment and that appointment. And everyone's, like, doing that. And then I'm just sitting here, like, doing nothing. It's more of that than, like, not being at the pumpkin patch, or, you know, if I had kids and I wasn't at the pumpkin patch, yes, then I have this guilt thing. Like, I got to get them to the pumpkin patch. I got to take the obligatory pictures of them sitting on pumpkins. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I had to do all that, even though you get there and it's like kind of rainy. Everyone's dirty. No one's having fun.
Right.
But you got to get that picture.
And that there's always one small child trying to carry a pumpkin.
Right.
That's way too heavy
for
it.
Yes, all of that.
It's so sad. All right, I'm going to give you some homework.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, homework. See, this will keep me busy.
It will.
Good.
I want you, because we talked about this a couple podcasts ago, mm-hmm. and you were going to do something about it. I don't think you did, and I think it can kill two birds with one stone.
Okay.
I want you to find a book you'd like to read.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not like you can do something else while you read a book.
It's so funny you say this, because A Gentleman in Moscow.
Yes.
All right. I thought of it yesterday a lot. Like, I think it's in my nightstand.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, because at one point I had bought it. And then another point I was listening to it on audio.
Okay.
And then I just gave up on it. And I thought about this yesterday. And I thought about you telling me to read the book.
Well, okay. But obviously that one's not
saying,
yeah,
it was like, I can't even explain. I was sitting there and I think it was my nightstand. I could not look in my nightstand to get it out. Like, it was like a paralyzing, I don't know what my problem was.
Oh, yeah.
It was like,
I know that feeling.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Because then I was like, well, if I get it out, then I kind of should start reading it.
Yeah.
And am I really, like, I'm not like a, like a person that can sit still. And like I told you, I used to be able to be that person and something switched on me.
I know, but you can get it back is what
can
I'm saying. Yes, but you need to start with a book that really, you need to start with a book. And I know you've read these kind of books because we read them in our book
Trixie
club.
Belden?
No, okay. But a book that you can't put down.
I want one of these.
Yes. So
that's not what, super thick. Like a. Let me start smaller.
You just need to find a book where the writing speaks to you and mm-hmm. that, and the story is one that you have to find out how it ends.
Yeah.
And that you can't put it down. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I sat there reading a book at the stove, stirring a pot, ignoring my children because there was
really?
A book.
I want that.
Yeah. So you need to find that book.
All right.
Like, just because I think you're feeling guilty that A Gentleman in Moscow is not that book for you.
Yeah.
And it may never be.
Yeah.
But there's other books that are, and you used to enjoy reading.
All right. I got one.
And discussing
an idea.
Them.
Yeah.
And you always had great insights about them.
Mm-hmm.
And that will force you, like you can't, it's not like you can walk around with a book in your hand.
Right.
You know.
All right.
I know you listen to Audible books. I do too.
Yep.
I do that when I run.
Yep.
But yeah, find a book because I feel like your problem is you feel guilty when you sit still.
I do. Yes. Yes, doctor. No, that's 100%
it. 5 cents.
Okay. On the peanuts.
That's like for you're the old people.
Yeah, exactly.
It's for the old people listening.
Thank you. And I wish I acted like I didn't know what it meant. Dang it, Lynn.
Even Remy knows and he's young.
Well, and I still think you care a little too much about what other people think.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, you gotta
it
let go of that.
True.
Gotta
it
let
is
go.
True.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what they think.
Yeah,
you be
I had
you.
A,
do
I,
it for yourself.
Yes, and I will tell you when I quit my job and I'm working out of the house and my husband has been nothing but supportive and he's been great about it. But there would be afternoons when I would just be sitting and reading a book because I read a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it was when he was getting home from work. And I would, if it happened a couple days in a row.
Wait, is this where you hear the car and like shut the book and
I
get
just,
up and put the flour on your face or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or just start dinner at that point instead of putting it off and making him wait. Yeah. Like, and then I realized why. It doesn't matter. He doesn't care what I'm doing. He doesn't.
But see, I care.
Oh, and I know. And I did too for a while. And after a while, I was like, nobody cares. Years ago, went and took a class at a college because I felt like my brain was turning to mush. I wasn't working. My kids were little. And I went and took a class. And when I showed up for the midterm with my paper I'd written to turn in and taking the midterm exam, I had such a stomach ache. I thought I was going to be sick, like physically. And I remember sitting in the classroom going, this doesn't matter. Nobody cares what grade I get. Not even my husband was paying for the class because I wasn't working then. He didn't care. I could have come home with an E and he would have been whatever. Like nobody cared, yet I was making myself physically sick.
Next week's episode, nobody cares about you.
Well, I don't think as many people care about your, what's the word I'm trying to think of? It's as your... Oh, I'm blanking.
What is it? My
accomplishments.
Okay.
Yes.
My productivity?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about your productivity. Yeah. Other people don't. There's no chart. There's nobody keeping a chart
mm-hmm.
of, Lynn was not productive today.
Another Sunday.
I'm marking
another
that down.
Day. Right.
yeah.
But the thing is, too, when people say, Sunday fun day, and they, you know, they go all out and.
Yeah.
I don't even really want to do that either. Like, I don't just, you know, it's like I have this constant battle within myself. Like, I'm a kind of a homebody.
Yeah.
So I want to be home. But I think, like, what you guys are talking about, yes, read a book or the crossword puzzles or something. Or I have wanted to learn. I don't even know the difference between knitting and crocheting, but I want to learn one of them. And I know I tried at one point, and it was really hard.
Also, this is what I think you need to do. This helped me tremendously.
Okay, good.
You need to take a room in your house,
yes.
And I know there's several
uh-huh.
that you could choose from, because your husband's on the couch on the weekends, you said.
Yeah.
Okay. You need to take a room in your house and make it your space.
Oh, interesting.
Because then you can go there and you can maybe have knitting or crocheting. You can have some little projects you're working on. You can have your book there.
Okay.
But it's your room.
Okay.
And when you are there. You're not worried about the rest of the house. You're not worried about what anybody else in the house is eating or doing or whatever.
Yeah.
When you're in that space, you're doing what you want to do. It helps to have that space.
It's funny. It's so true. Because sometimes I'll even just sit in my car for an extra 5 minutes when I get home to, like, I'd rather talk
you
on
need
the phone
your own, like
or do some
Virginia
stuff.
Like Virginia Woolf said, a room of one's own. Like,
yes.
Every woman needs a room of
I don't have
her.
That. Yes.
You need your own space.
All right.
And maybe that
tips.
Will get you started on taking time to relax, learning how to relax. Okay, you've listened to us talk. We've tried to work our way through this. We want to hear your tips. Please go to StacyandLynnPodcast.com. That'll get you to all our social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Any ideas, any suggestions you have, we want to hear
them.
Yeah,
the more ideas they send, it'll fill my time up. I read them.
Stop it. That's not the reason you're sending them.
But please do.
Please send us your tips. We'd love to hear them. And we'd love to know what you'd like us to talk about. And we will see you next week. Thanks. Are you aware of everything that Schoolcraft College has to offer? I guarantee you're not. Culinary classes, language, fitness, drones, any hobby you have or any hobby you want to learn about, I can tell you Schoolcraft has a class for that. In fact, I'm giving them a new motto. We've got a class for that. Contact them today, schoolcraft.edu/CEPD. That's schoolcraft.edu/CEPD.